To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
And oh my god, Tear.
Tear, it's coming.
It's coming in May 18th, 4 days after my birthday. So it's like, hey.
It's close after our graduation too. So it's like BTS's graduation gift to us.
Oh my god, yes. I really might deck. Okay, so I graduated in December. I feel like I always have to say that because I'm like, I don't know. I'm mad about it. So I'm like, should I decorate my cap? BTS. Like, at this point,
yes.
What else am I gonna do?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like I have to make mine OT related, but I kind of want to just say screw it and just put BTS, like, put V's face on it with a mullet.
Just Kim Taeyang.
With a mullet and a beard. Yes.
Which is what, that's a theory that he's going to have a mullet and a beard in this comeback. And first of all, I'm slightly angry and slightly excited. Well, a lot excited.
Very excited.
About this announcement from Big Hit about Love Yourself Tear. But I'm like, wait, hold on. Why did you release Euphoria? Mm-hmm. Like, the theme for Love Yourself Wonder. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why did you... Wonder. Why did you do that?
I know. When they released Tear, I was like, man, Kayla is probably pissed about this.
No. Okay. So I think my theories still basically work, except with a small change. I think that now Wonder will come last. I think it'll be her, Tear, Answer, and Wonder. And after the answer comes that true euphoria, that true wonder, you know, like, and it would make sense for them to then in that video go, like, they're back at the beginning, because that would be truly the end, because it's the end of the Love Yourself albums.
It only makes sense that Answer would be last, you know.
That's not what I'm saying now. I'm saying that Wonder will be last now.
Oh, you think Wonder is gonna be last?
That's why they put out Euphoria. I don't know. Like, why else would they put out Euphoria?
Because they're at the confuse us.
Like, they're
to confuse the crap out of us.
They're going back to the beginning in Euphoria, right?
Yeah.
So it would kind of wrap it all up if that's where they were at the end.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Anyways, this is going to be their third full album. So we have 13 more songs coming our way, which is insane. Mm. And I'm also very excited about this because word on the street, Tay is going to have the intro for this album. And I have been waiting, just waiting for V to have his song.
Yes.
Yeah. And on top of it, there probably is going to be another cypher. Another thing is, like, Army really, really wants V to feature on Cypher 5 because the Roman numeral 5 is V.
V.
Yep. So we might be getting an intro with V, a cypher with V, and also a mullet and potential beard with V. Like, is this his era? Is this his era? I'm so stoked.
I thought Boy in Love was his era, Bethany.
That is a good era. That's a good era for him. I think that's personally me.
Honestly, I'm hoping for a man bun from V. I think I could adjust to a mullet too. I love him anyways, no matter what his hair is. But, like, I am so excited for this Cypher Part 5 because if V is on it, it will be amazing. Oh. And you know what? Big Hit and BTS, they listen to
ARMY. They listen to ARMY. 100% they listen to ARMY.
We all say that we all want V, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So also, I feel like we should talk about Face Yourself.
We've been asked to talk about Face Yourself, and we definitely have things we want to say about it. I don't know if we're going to do a full episode on it, so we'll just go ahead and give our little opinion on our overall impressions of Face Yourself.
Yeah. So, okay, so for me, I love their new release Japanese songs, like the ones that are brand new to this album. Obviously, Don't Leave Me is so amazing, but I kind of feel like because most of it was leaked, like, I already knew what it was going to be pretty much on the album. Like, the rest of it didn't, like, amaze me more about the song, right? The most amazing part of the song is when that first chorus hits and Jimin starts singing and then Jin starts singing and you're like, holy fuck, I can't handle this. Like, the rest of the song wasn't, like, amazing, you know? Like, it was still really good.
The song just doesn't stop building. Like, it just keeps building and building and building. And, like, honestly, I'm going to go into cardiac arrest while listening to that song because it is just, it just doesn't stop. It just keeps going.
Yeah. But right now, I really cannot stop listening to Crystal Snow and Let Go. Like, okay, I want to say, like, Jungkook is always amazing, but I think specifically Jin, Jimin, and V have never been better. Like, their lines in these songs, I feel like their voices are showcased so beautifully and so wonderfully, and they have such amazing tone and just absolutely beautiful. Like,
oh, yeah, no,
astounding songs. Yes. And they're so catchy, too. Yes, like, definitely. I love them so much.
So, for this song, I mean, for this album, I really enjoyed all of their new songs. But I especially loved the intro and the outro. So real quickly, I just want to break down the intro and outro just a little bit because I do love them so much. So the intro is called Ringwanderung. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's German. So a lot of people were curious to why the song is titled that. And just from reading online, ARMY is kind of saying that Ringwanderung is a saying in Germany that means walking or hiking in nature. But you kind of like make circles when you hike. So you're kind of like hiking around obstacles in a way. And you're kind of walking around them and not like just going through them, which I think is fitting for this album because it's titled Face Yourself. So the intro is basically acknowledging the tendency to avoid or walk aimlessly to avoid something instead of facing it. Which I think is super clever. I feel like, I feel like RM probably had a lot of say in that just because of his foreign language skills.
For sure.
Also, this song kind of just sounds like RM had a lot of producing in it. I just get an RM feel from it. Anyways, whether or not that's what they're trying to convey with this song, there's no denying that the song is amazing. The producing of the song is really, really well done. Has great, tasteful auto-tune. I love it.
Yes, I love it.
But what I love even more is the outro for many reasons. Outro crack.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, listen up. If you haven't already, you need to open up Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen on. You need to put headphones in and listen to outro crack. With headphones. That's very important.
Right now.
Right now. Like, just do it if you haven't already. So what's
just do it?
The reason for this is they use stereophonic sound, which, to put it simply, stereophonic sound is a technique used to channel independent tracks of a song into separate speakers, which creates this like multi-directional audible perspective. So by using this effect, the audio sounds as if it's coming from different directions, which gives it this more natural hearing illusion. So Tay is the one who starts this song. And when I was in the car and I was listening to this song for the first time, mm-hmm. my car has that like split up speakers in it.
Yes.
So when that song came on, and it was the outro, and I always love the outros. Mm-hmm. When it came on and I just heard V's voice like softly and deeply and soulfully singing "Let Go," I was like, oh my God, like orgasmic, just orgasmic. Like, yes. I think that I could orgasm just from listening to V's voice at the beginning of this song. Like, I know this sounds insane, but that is literally how I feel.
Oh my God.
I just really love that they use the stereophonic sound because it's used by the Beatles a lot. And, you know, I'm a huge Beatles fan, but they would use it to make their songs sound more like psychedelic, dreamy, kind of more of a natural feel.
Yeah.
And I loved that about them. And to hear BTS be doing it is just, oh, it's just blowing my mind. I love it. I'm really, 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 really hope that Tear has a lot of songs like this, or maybe a couple of songs like this on their new album.
Yes.
Tear.
For sure. I really feel like it gives you like a floating effect when you're listening to it. Like, you could close your eyes and really experience the song and almost feel out of body just because of the interesting sound effects with that stereophonic sound.
It gives you an out of body experience. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so like comforting and calming and like really interesting at the same time. Also, I really love like how you described it, multi-directional audio or audible perspective.
That's exactly
like,
what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing. The intro and the outro totally give me like a blues side feeling from Hope World. Uh-huh. Like, they're very reminiscent, like the sounds kind of like, you know, I feel like they parallel each other almost.
Yeah, for sure. And that would make sense because Blue Side's my second favorite song from Hope World. And so it just sounds fitting that, you know, the intro and outro have a very similar feel to Blue Side. So that's why I think I like them so much. I just like that sound. I don't know how to explain it. Very wavy, very new age.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's get into today's episode topic, which is all about the dance line.
The dance line!
Yes! We have been wanting to do this topic forever, and a few people recently have asked for it, so we said, okay, this is going to be fun this week, let's do it. So how this episode is going to work is we are going to analyze the different dance styles of Jungkook, Jimin, and of course the dance god J-Hope! But we're mainly going to use this specific Bangtan Bomb home party dance practice video for our analysis. However, we will reference a few other popular dances performed by each one of them that like specifically demonstrate their dance style.
Yeah, their specific dance style. So the reason we chose this specific video is because they are all dancing and practicing the same choreography, but their dancing all looks so drastically different from one another, which really kind of helps us just see how unique each of their styles are from one another. Also, the home dance party practice video thing, it wasn't too terribly long ago, so it kind of closely represents their current dance styles.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, during the end of the Wings era, yeah. I feel like. But also, the cool thing about this video and this dance that they perform is that there's basically three sections of the dance, and each one of them kind of took the lead on the choreography and the song and, like, the dance style on each section. And, of course, they had help from a choreographer, I'm sure some, like, you know, we'll get into it. But anyways, they basically took the lead. So it's like we get to see each of them dance their own dance styles. And then we get to see like the other two members trying to dance in their dance styles. So it's very cool.
Yeah, they all three do their own dances, but they're all dancing together. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a huge difference between all of them.
Sure. That's why we're deep diving into this. Like, they're all so different.
Deep diving.
So the beginning of this, like, practice video, I guess, before we get into it, I just have to point out Tae and Yoongi, who both make small appearances in this video. So Tae is in the back of this studio in this, like, office chair, and he's completely slouched down, and his legs are spread super wide apart, and he's just flashing his thick thighs and massive crotch at us. Like, his crotch, like, if you look, you can see his creases, and they are blinding. Like, you can't not notice them. Anyways.
It's so true.
He's cute because... Yeah, he's cute because he's watching and being supportive of the dance line, but also he's looking like a total badass CEO AU trying to decide who he's going to play with later. Like, he's just eyeing every single one of them. Ugh, love it.
Yeah, some 50 Shades of Grey shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, there was also a total Yoonmin moment. Like, yes, I still love Yoonmin, even though I'm a Namin-ho now. Like, Yoonmin was my first ship. I love them. I just love Namin more now, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But not really. You know what? Like, truly, honestly, you cannot choose your main ship just like you do not choose your bias. Like, your bias fucking chooses you. And your main ship... chooses you.
Oh, your
I'm
main
sorry.
Ship definitely chooses you. Like,
Bethany, I cannot imagine you being anything else than a hardcore Taecook shipper.
Taecook is life, period.
Like, and now, like, Namin is life, period.
Yes.
But I have a special place in my heart for Yoonmin. I love them. So I love this moment. Yoongi, the cutest baby in the whole world, comes into the shot while 3J is practicing. That's their unit name, 3J.
I love that.
And Jimin is on, like, me too. Jimin is on the left side of the shot, and, like, Yoongi comes in on the right side, like, behind all of them. But they're dancing, looking at into the mirror, so, like, theoretically, they would all be able to see Yoongi. So he starts, like, Yoongi starts just obnoxiously dancing, looking like a goofball, like, framing his face and kicking his feet out weird. And Jimin, all the way on the other side of the frame, is the only one who notices. He has to stop dancing, and he laughs, and he, like, has to cover his mouth when he laughs, and it's just, like, really cute, and he, like, has to take a minute before getting back into the dance.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, a really cute Yoonmin moment because, like, duh, he is the only one who noticed.
Yeah, when I saw this, I actually went back and watched it three different times to see how Jimin reacted to Yoongi, how J-Hope reacted to Yoongi, and then how Jungkook reacted to Yoongi. And, like, Jungkook, like, slowly spins around. So he's also the closest one to Yoongi. So not only does he see him in the mirror, but he also physically turns and faces him. And Jungkook doesn't do anything, like, no reaction.
He does not notice at all.
No, and he clearly sees him. And same with J-Hope. Like, J-Hope is in the front, and he doesn't really react either because he's also practicing his part of the dance. But Jimin just starts cracking up, and it's so cute. I mean, it's not that hard to make Jimin laugh, though. Let's be real.
No, it's not.
Boy is always laughing.
But, I mean,
it's a total Yoonmin really moment, for sure.
Yeah, completely.
Okay, so... What we're going to do first is we're going to look at just the beginning of the video when they're practicing in their dance practice studio, and then later on we'll talk about their dance practice on stage, like on the
Yeah, when we see their
Yeah.
full performance put together.
Yeah, for the BTS home party.
Because hello, there's a lot of fangirl moments in the dance practice section.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, starting with Jungkook, during the dance practice in their studio, when he's looking in the mirror, he's obviously trying to, like, focus on how he's dancing and how he looks when he's dancing, but I seriously think that he's just trying to turn himself on. Like, when he's looking at
100%.
Himself... 100%. Yeah, like... You know, J-Hope and Jimin look like they're really focused on just, like, getting the right dance moves, but they're not really doing much with their face. But Jungkook, and he does that too, But Jungkook, I swear to God, like, he sees himself and he's just like, I don't know, trying to get off to himself. It's really weird, but
he gets off to, like, how hard he's going and, like, how good he looks, because he knows he looks so fucking good.
I mean, if I looked like Jungkook, I would do that too. Like, he's hot.
I put on music in my house at home, and I have a big full-length mirror, and it's, like, 4 feet wide, and it's full-length, and I'll just, like, dance in it, and I am nowhere near as, like, conventionally good-looking as Jungkook, but I feel myself.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If I was Jungkook, fuck yeah. I'm, like,
God,
turning myself
same.
On when I'm dancing like that. Like, yeah, it's yeah. the best.
Like, when I put on my makeup and I got my highlighter on and I'm dancing.
Bitch.
Yeah, no, I feel myself. So, anyways, he just looks like he's
totally.
Just, like, totally turned on by himself. But
100%.
That boy is too dangerous and he needs to be locked the fuck up because he's too cute. He's too, not cute, hot. He's cute and hot. Ugh, stop it. Ugh. Anyways, he's overall, like, during the practice video, like, you can tell he's very focused and he really does refine his movements. Like, he has this one move where he has his right arm raised in the air and he kind of pulls it down a couple times,
mm-hmm.
like, kind of bounces. But he does it, like, 7 or 8 times because he's so, like, you can tell he's just trying to perfect it.
Yeah, I remember seeing him do that.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to, like, make sure the movement is, like, precisely correct. Like, we don't even really, as a viewer, notice that much of a difference between the first one and the last one he does. But, like, to him, like, he just resolved a choreography issue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's how much of a refining movement that was.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
What I also love about Jungkook during the practice portion is you kind of see his inner Maknae shine through, which is great because a lot of times he can be kind of quiet and really focused, and he's kind of introverted, you know, but he's
mm-hmm.
also super goofy. So during this practice, you can see, like, him goof around with both J-Hope and Jimin. Like, J-Hope wants to do this one move, and he's like, pa, like, pa, like, you really need to emphasize, like, I don't know what he's saying, but he's saying, like, you need to emphasize this move. And Jungkook just takes it to the most extreme level and is like, bah!
The next,
like,
level.
Yeah, his whole body is just shaking when he hits that.
Vibrates.
Dance. Yes, it's so funny. He's also a little shit to Jimin during Jimin's part when he runs up to the front and, like, kicks his knee up. I know you hate this part because you think,
I hate that part.
You think Jungkook's just, well, Jungkook is being,
he's
a
just
shit.
Being, he's being such a little shit. He's just, this is supposed, okay, because in the dance, that's, like, when Jimin is by himself on stage. And I'm, like, so mad right now. I'm, like, clapping my hands together. Like, because, like, just thinking about it, like, Jungkook, get the fuck away. Like, quit trying to steal Jimin's spotlight. Everybody looks at you enough. Like, calm down. He's, like, coming up to the, he's moving to the front of the stage in, like, a really sexy movement. And Jungkook, like, comes up from behind and does it faster than him and, like, makes his moves bigger and more exaggerated so it looks like he's, like, going harder, even though it's not in the style of the dance.
It's goofy.
And he's just being a little shit.
It's
he's
goofy.
He's just being a little shit.
He's trying to be funny. He's not trying to outshine him. He's just trying to make Jimin laugh.
It's just anti-G-Cook.
Anyways.
I'm like, so okay, so, but, like, this is a great time to talk about Jimin, his practice part. So Jimin, he works so hard. His movements are so refined and flawless, and it's really hard not to look away, like, to not look away from him.
Yeah, no,
like,
I agree.
His dancing is so original and unique, and very fluid and just wonderful and really elegant and
He has a very he does have a very unique dance style in that he's, like, very kind of seductive when he dances, but I just don't know how to explain it. It's smooth and very refined, but, you know, it's, like, seductive at the same time. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. He's, like, so he's really graceful because of his dance background, which we'll get more into when we analyze his actual, like, dance. The gracefulness that he has combined with like this sexy sultriness that he brings to the table that he is like trying to convey, is just combines to a really unique dance style.
Oh yeah.
There's this particular dance move that we see that he does during the practice that is just in the lighting and like his outfit. It's just so fucking sexy and amazing and honestly defies physics. It really does, truly, honestly.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Here's what's going on. His feet are out in front of him. Imagine if you were sitting in a chair and you had your feet out in front of you, like outstretched, but like still flat on the ground. And then the chair was taken away, so you were bent at, like, the hips and the knees, and that's how he's standing, and that's how he's dancing. And he is sliding his feet back and forth while not moving his upper body 1 millimeter. No, not yes, one bit.
I know.
And he is doing something with his arms, and he's, like, he is killing it and literally defying the laws of physics.
He is. Yeah, no, he's absolutely defying the laws of physics. Like, his, if you really want to go in detail, because I have taken physics, I took physics of the body, okay? Physics of the body. So I know all. Anyways, if you really want to get technical, his base of support is way far out in front, where his center of gravity is way behind his base of support.
Yeah.
So that means in order to, like, keep his balance and to compensate for that, like, difference of base of support and center of gravity, he has to use his leg muscles to hold his position. But not only is he just holding the position, he's moving at the same time while keeping his upper body, like, super still.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
His quads and upper body, like, lower abdomen and upper abs and side abs have to be killing him, along with like his hamstrings, like that whole area has to be engaged to support his body in that way and fully engaged to, like, you know, he's literally like, it's like lifting himself up like against gravity.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Yeah, his dance choreography for this particular video or for this particular dance, it's pretty intense. Like, he's got a really intense dance routine for this song.
So does J-Hope, though. J-Hope's dance routine is, I think, like, super complex. I think it ends up being the most complex, which makes sense because J-Hope just has the most experience. Yeah,
he's a dance god.
Dance god. But during their dance practicing in the studio, it's really cool to see J-Hope instruct Jimin and Jungkook. Like, we see multiple times throughout the practice choreography section, them working out moves together. And, like, Jimin will do a move and J-Hope will bounce it off another idea, and then Jimin will refine it in a different way a little bit. He does the same thing with Jungkook. Like, he's really helping them, like, improve their dancing and improve, like, their choreography skills and also, like, their specific dance moves. And it's just really cool.
Yeah, you can tell that Jimin and Jungkook both look up to J-Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Hope's kind of like their mentor, basically. Yeah. What I also really love about J-Hope's dance style, we'll get into it a little bit more, but one of the things I love about it is he makes dancing look so incredibly easy. It looks like, you know, like you said, he's got a really intense dance routine for this song, but to me, I almost feel like it's not that intense just because he makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
In reality, he for sure has the most intense. He uses his hands a lot. And, like, he's very, I don't know, it's not just, like, these gross motor movements. Like, he's doing a lot of extra things and extra flair on top of it. And he just makes it look so effortless.
Yeah, he really does. Like, his movements are so fluid. Like, his body completely works as one unit. Like, I mean, it's water. Like, he just, it's like he doesn't even have to think about it, you know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to think about it. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the individual performances. So let's move from the dance practice studio to the actual stage that they end up doing the home party on.
Yes.
It's still practice. Like, they're not performing it quite yet for an audience in this particular video, but they're on the actual stage and they're doing the full-on dance routine for us. So starting off with Jungkook's dance, he dances to Coco Part 2 by Meek Mill featuring Jeezy and OT Genesis. Mm-hmm. But at the very beginning of this, you can see at the bottom of the screen, it says urban dance. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it says in Korean next to it, but that's kind of what it's titled. So Jungkook's dance style, it consists of very quick, precise, and powerful movements. So his choreography tends to consist of these, like, more sharper and forceful movements. Mm-hmm. And he also has a lot of intense footwork. Like, in Begin, he has some serious intense footwork. But since he has these kind of, like, harsher, sharp movements, it looks like he's popping and locking a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he probably is popping and locking a lot. I don't know much about dance, but that's kind of the feel I get from it. But when he does this popping and locking, his hair bounces a shit ton. Like, his hair is insanely, it's so insane how much it's moving.
Yeah, it bounces a lot.
Yeah, so personally, I think he's doing it on purpose. Like, I think he uses his hair as a fifth limb. Like, it just adds to the effect of his dance routine. And then lastly, kind of what I noticed is there's no denying that Jungkook, when he dances, he is the king of bedroom eyes.
Yes.
When he dances, he has a total sex face on. Like, he has to be doing it on purpose, like, right? Like,
yeah.
That's not just his natural face. Like, he's, you know, later on I'll talk about how J-Hope kind of smiles when he dances, but mm-hmm. Jungkook just, like, his eyes are like daggers. Like, they just stare into your soul. Like, he'll look down a lot, but then he'll look up and just, boom, his eyes are just
glaring at you. Glaring.
Yeah.
Yeah. He totally does it on purpose. Like, he practices in the mirror doing that. Okay. He's also, like, number two on your bias list.
I know. That's probably, to all of our listeners, I'm sorry if I'm talking about Jungkook a lot. He's my bias wrecker, so it's hard not to.
J-Hope is my bias wrecker, but, like, Suga is number two on my bias list, but J-Hope bias wrecks me the most, and Jimin is my bias, so this episode is, like, amazing for me.
Oh, I bet it is. Jungkook is pretty high on your bias list, too. At least I thought he was, but maybe not. Maybe he's at the bottom. Oh, no. It's okay.
Okay,
I'm not gonna be upset.
I love Jungkook's dance, and to me, just as far as complexity, his seems like the simplest of the three parts that we see. It's the first part that we see. It kind of makes sense if, like, we want to see the dance build throughout the performance, but also I just think that he is the youngest. He didn't get a lot of, like, training specifically, you know, like, he joined BTS when he was 15, so, like, a lot of his dancing is what he's done with BTS. I think, like, his moves aren't necessarily as complex, but, like, that's not to say that he's not still improving, and it's also not to say that they're already not amazing, because he really is. It seems to me to be very much influenced by, like, Western hip-hop or Western pop culture, because we see him dab and whip, and, like you said, we see him pop, especially, like, his song choice, Coco Part 2. Like, when the original Coco came out by, I think, Young Jeezy, like, that song was, like, a pop culture hit. Like, everybody knew that song. For Jungkook to choose that song, like, I think he's very much tapped into, like, what's popular here, and he, like, that's, like, his style, and he really likes it.
Yeah.
So I think that influences his dancing as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So anyways, just real quickly, we are going to talk a little bit about two other dances that Jungkook is kind of known for, or that are kind of popular, I guess. So one of them is he does a dance practice video in their old dance studio, and he did it to Manolo.
Yes.
Which is only 57 seconds long, this dance practice video, and it is not long enough.
Like, not long enough.
It's not long enough. It's so good. So, again, his style, it mainly consists of those quick, sharp, powerful movements. My favorite part, personally, is the choreography where he does kind of like a drunken walk, which you can tell that when he does it, you know that he's feeling himself and that he knows he looks like a total badass. And honestly, that's the best way to describe Jungkook's dance style is just badass. Like, yes. he's a freaking wolf. Anyways.
Fuck boy.
Another really
Did you
really
say a wolf?
A wolf.
Woof woof, Bethany.
Wolf.
Ow!
Anyways, so another
good.
Dance.
You're going to become a furry now. Oh, my God. New
you know
kink.
What? If we wanted me to be a furry with him, I'd do it. Screw it. Hell yeah. I'll dress up. I don't care. I'll wear hairy fingernails, whatever.
Blue glowing fingernail claws and toe claws.
You know I would.
Yeah.
Anyway, so another really popular dance that he does is Rainism. So this mm-hmm. one's really well known. This is basically, this dance is in all of the sexy Jungkook compilation videos.
Yes.
Just to kind of help you guys remember which one this is, I'm sure you all know which one I'm talking about, but it's like he's on stage and there's like green numbers counting down or counting up in the background. And so it's just very like this green hue is like bouncing off of him. And he's mm-hmm. also got J-Hope and Taeyong with him and they dance and all the other BTS members end up joining later on, except for Yoongi. I don't know where he is, but Jungkook dances with a freaking cane. Like,
yes.
Why? Like, he literally has this white cane, is dancing with this cane, and why is it so sexy? I don't know. In addition, he's also singing, I'm gonna be a bad boy. Like, oh, it's too good. It's very good.
It is amazing.
It's like, I think it might be iconic. I don't know. I think everything's iconic.
I mean, I definitely think that's an iconic Jungkook moment.
Yeah.
Like, in every, like, BTS crack video or, like, fan edit videos of that clip, like, I've seen so many things like Golden Maknae mode and, like, look, it's the Golden Maknae and all this stuff because, like, that is a moment that everybody knows where he is, like, shines through and really shows why he has this title of Golden Maknae.
Oh, yeah. He's yeah. very talented all around.
For sure. Yes. Oh, I love Jungkook. Okay. Also, I want to say that we know from Burn the Stage that Jungkook says that he kind of feels like his personality and the things that he likes and dislikes is kind of a culmination of, like, all the other members because, you know, they kind of, like, you know, they're like his big brothers. So, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, he really, it's like he grew up with them. Like, he really is developing into an adult with these other people. So I think it wouldn't be a stretch to say that Jungkook's specific style is really influenced by J-Hope because, like, I think Jungkook, as powerful as his movements are, which are different than J-Hope, like, it still has this, like, street style vibe. I mean, like, his song, like, he, you know, it still has this street style vibe. And, you know, like, he obviously looks up to J-Hope because J-Hope is a brilliant, amazing dancer. So, like, I think Jungkook is still...
I think he looks up to both J-Hope and Jimin. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
I think he was good at dancing, and he's kind of good at, like, everything he does. But honestly, right. like, Jimin and J-Hope are amazing dancers. So, yeah, I think he definitely has developed a style by being mentored by both of them.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like, he's still developing into his own style. I think he's amazing right now, but I think he has a long way to go, and I would love to see, like, how he is going to develop as he gets older, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And as he practices dancing more, mm-hmm. because it's true. Like, Jimin is an amazing dancer. J-Hope is amazing. And Jungkook, we just would love to see, like, him really grow into it, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to talk about Jimin's dance. So... just an overview, the song that he did was Take You Down by Chris Brown. And during this performance, Jimin is a literal god. He is, at this point, he has black hair. Hello. Hello, black hair Jimin.
Yes.
Praise the heavens above. He is wearing a blue, like, button-down shirt, but it looks like it's kind of like a thin, flowy material. And he's wearing like black slacks and then black loafers with no socks. And the loafers kind of have like little studs around the edges that are like silver and they shine.
Oh, do they
it's
really?
Very, it's like a very, yeah, I notice weird things. Ooh. It's a very cool detail. Yeah. I'm just thinking, did he really have black hair? I feel like anytime I think Jimin is really sexy, I always picture him with black hair. But he might have had silver hair at this point. No, I don't know.
I'll look it up. You keep going.
Okay, so anyways, basically you cannot find anyone sexier, anyone more handsome, or better at anything than Park Jimin is at dancing. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, he makes me want to die every time I see him yes. dance. Like, really? It should be illegal.
Yes.
Illegal. It's not okay. Illegal. Like, okay, he stresses me out so much. Okay, so like, okay. You can tell that Jimin is classically trained in ballet and other contemporary dance styles because he's fucking graceful as fuck in real life and when he's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, in real life, he's just like kind of that. Oh, he's just so beautiful and ethereal and wonderful.
Well, he's totally graceful. Graceful is the best word to describe him because, like, he constantly falls out of chairs and does stupid shit, and he's kind of clumsy. But when he does, he recovers so gracefully.
Yes, and, like, you know, when he's not being clumsy, when he's just kind of moving around, I would agree. So, and we know that his personal dance style is heavily influenced by Usher, who he really admires both for his dancing and vocal talent. And I would go as far to say, if you want to compare these two, I don't know, like, if you wanted to compare, like, if you wanted to let Jimin have this, I feel like he would be happy to say that, like, Jimin would be, like, Usher for BTS.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
Like, if you switched Usher in Jimin's role, well, he's no, better, that wouldn't be as amazing.
Okay, you know what? People can come for me or come for us. He's better than Usher. 100% better than Usher. Like, I'm sorry.
He's way better. I don't even know why I brought this up.
I'm not even sorry.
But he just admires him so much. He just really, like, his style was really influenced by him. So I wanted to say something about, like, how him and Usher are similar, but really he's, like, way better. Like, he's so sexy, he's so sultry and powerful and amazing, and I want to fuck him, and his dance moves can't be beat. And, like, I think that's how he wants us to see him.
His slow body rolls, like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I mean, why would you not want to fuck him?
Like, why wouldn't you?
For sure.
For sure. Like, really. So.
Why wouldn't you want to fuck him? Like, what's wrong with you?
Why wouldn't you? Objectively, everybody should.
Yeah.
So his section of the performance combines fluid movements with quick directional changes. And I would say that's what we see in his style. We see that in a style from a video a long time ago, like right when they debuted, where he's like almost like street style, like almost like slow robot dancing. But he always has fluid movements with quick directional changes. And these quick directional changes happen when a prominent bass beat hits in a song. And then the fluid movements happen between those bass notes.
Wow, that is so perfect. That's exactly what he does. Yeah.
Yeah. So he really feels the music that way. And what it does is it gives a very sexy effect. And like I already said, I know he's sexy, but I swear to God, this boy is a demon. A demon. Please.
To all of our listeners, Kayla texts me on a daily how Jimin is at least once a week, but it's pretty often. Like, she thinks that Jimin is a demon. And
Jimin is a demon.
It's the most bizarre thing. I don't even know why you keep texting me about it, but she continues to believe that he is a demon.
Look, okay, please, someone write to us if they want to hear my Jimin is a demon conspiracy. And so that way I can just explain it to you and you will understand what I say when I mean this. And if other people want to hear about this, maybe Bethany will let me.
Maybe. LOL. If our listeners want it, I guess maybe.
Please. Jimin is a demon. Confirmed. Okay, so anyways. Stop. His dancing style seems refined, and he seems relaxed when he's dancing in his style, so you can tell that's his dance home, if you will. Like, that's where he's most comfortable. I can kind of feel like when he's dancing to Jungkook's part of the dance before his section, that he's kind of out of his element a little bit. And I don't know if during this performance, like, something with his in-ear, speakers are off, like, so that he's off tempo, or, like, if his outfit, like, he's wearing, like, slacks and, like, a dress shirt, and the other two are in comfortable clothes. Like, his moves are kind of, like, they seemed restrained a little bit. So, like, I don't know what he was doing during Jungkook's part. I noticed him a lot, and, like, it was just kind of, like, meh. But then when he was in his part, it was, like, amazing. And you really notice that, yes, this is his specific style. His choreography training is apparent when you notice how he brings J-Hope and Jungkook into the dance. He steps from one side, and, like, when he steps to the side, J-Hope walks in, and then he steps, like, to the other side, and Jungkook comes in. It just flows together very well. And the last thing I want to say is, because the song is Take Me Down, so can he please take me down? Because that's all I'm thinking the whole time while watching this video. It is really a blessing to every Jimin stan.
And, like, what you were saying earlier, like, I think Jimin is most comfortable with dancing. I think that he feels secure with himself when he's dancing. From Burn the Stage, we've kind of noticed that he's insecure about his vocals. But when it comes to dancing, it makes me so happy to see Jimin being so secure with himself and feeling so confident. I think he still kind of probably is a little hard on – well, he is hard on himself. But I definitely see that he's more confident in how he dances. I mean, he was, like, in top of his class at the university that he went to. Like, he is one of the best dancers in South Korea.
I mean, yes, thank you for giving him that credit, because he absolutely 100% is, and I feel like that's something that people don't know about. And in Burn the Stage, it's been really hard to watch him, you know, after, like, mic checks or after performing live, being upset with his voice. And it was absolutely heartbreaking when Jungkook was saying, you know, Jimin has a good voice, he just doesn't know how to use it. I wish that I could take it from him and use it properly, because Jungkook has had a lot of vocal training. And then Jimin wasn't a singer before joining BTS. He was just a dancer, just like J-Hope was. And J-Hope went to rapping and Jimin went to singing. And yes, he does have a naturally beautiful voice. Like, a lot of us have good singing voices, but, like, he has not had the time or, like, the opportunity to really get formally trained on how to do it. So, like, I love when we get to see him dance, because this 100%, like, is his element. And, like, it was the first thing that he, like, was really good at and really loved. And, like, it's just so amazing.
I will agree with, like, what Jungkook said in Burn the Stage. Like, Jimin is probably, I mean, obviously all of the BTS members work really, really hard, but Jimin really, really pushes himself in terms of, like, perfecting his performance and his voice and his dance and everything. I mean, he works so hard. But anyways.
I mean, how many other Bangtan bombs have we seen where Jimin is, like, in the corner singing by himself while everybody else is taking a break?
He's always,
like,
practicing.
Just so he can practice.
He's always practicing.
Yeah. Thank you for giving him credit. So I also want to talk about this leaked ballet video from Jimin, and like, I am stressing out so much. I had never ever seen or heard of this video, and I feel like Jimin stans everywhere have let me down. Like, holy fuck. Bethany was like, yeah, we should talk about the Jimin ballet video. And I thought that she was talking about when he performed at SBS Gyo Daejeon in 2016, which I'm going to talk about. But no, it was a performance when he was in school, like pre-debut, like a contemporary modern like dance, like interpretive dance performance. And when I tell you that whatever you're doing, you need to fucking stop and you need to watch this video, you need to listen. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Just look up Jimin pre-debut dance and watch it right now on YouTube.
Yeah, if you want to see Jimin basically naked, there you go.
He is literally wearing like the equivalent of like black boxer briefs, very small. And then he's wearing a long sleeve button down, like silky bronzy shirt, but it is completely unbuttoned. So you see all of his legs, all of his abs, all of his chest, like all of his butt. Like, it is the best day in the world, honestly.
Kayla thought I made a typo. Kayla really thought I made a typo when I said ballet.
I was really like, I really just thought that you didn't know what you were really talking about because you're not a Jimin stan.
Please. I know everything about BTS. No. I just was really, I was in awe. Like, I just assumed you knew about this ballet video.
I did not. I'm upset. So the other video that I want to talk about real quickly about Jimin is when he performed at the opening ceremony at that awards show, the SBS 2016. And so he performed a contemporary interpretive dance with like some backup dancers. And then he also performed like a more like modern street style, slightly more like street style blended with modern dance with like other K-pop idols, I think. First of all, he's wearing all black at this point. He has blonde hair and blue contacts, and he literally looks like an ethereal angel from another dimension. His black shirt is flowy and long-sleeved, and it has a very deep V-neck. And it goes all the way down to the middle of his chest, so much that we can see his collarbone. The individual dance that he does is so beautiful, and like his art is seamless and his moves are flowy and wonderful and the lines are perfect and he jumps really high up into the air at one point and it's just beautiful. Oh, and he also does a
does a flip and it's insane. It's insane.
Insane. And I just love it. And Bethany is typing into the Google Doc that Jimin's hair is actually brunette or light yeah. brunette.
I had to put it in so I wouldn't forget. So in the BTS...
In the stage lighting, it looks really light.
So in the BTS home party practice unit stage, Bangtan Bomb, his hair is like brunette. It's kind of light, but it's pretty much brunette. So let's go ahead and move on to the dance god, J-Hope.
J-Hope! Mm-hmm.
So J-Hope's style is very funky. That's the best word I could use to describe his dance style. It's fun. It's funky. When he moves, you just can't tell when one move starts and the next begins. Like, he makes it...
For sure.
He makes it look so effortless. And like I said before, J-Hope, when he dances, I've never really witnessed this before, but he just smiles. Like, I mean, I've seen it, but I guess I never really took note of it. But in this video, you can see when he's doing the dance, he's just smiling. And when I was in, like, mm-hmm. choir, I remember my teacher telling us to smile while we performed. And I think that kind of goes for, like, theater and a lot of other performing arts. But you're supposed to smile when you perform for the audience. And whether or not he was trained to do that, J-Hope is smiling. And he just is doing this insane choreography all while he's got this brilliant smile, like, plastered on his face.
I think that, like, we can tell from his smile that he is just, like, in his happy place. Like, in his element when he's performing this dance. And honestly, I think that's the reason why he's our lead dancer. He's the main dancer. Uh-huh. Because he's absolutely incredible, and this is absolutely his love. I mentioned to you a couple days ago that, like, I feel like dance is, it's J-Hope's first language, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
It's, like, I feel like dance is, you know, what do we use language for? So we use language to, like, tell others our thoughts and feelings and communicate. Mm-hmm. No matter how you do it, the way that you do it is, as long as you can convey those thoughts and feelings, you're successful, right? It doesn't matter if I'm speaking Spanish, if I say something in the most direct way, because as long as they understand what I'm saying, it's fine, right? J-Hope, this is what he does with music and with dance. He hears the music and the feelings and the thoughts that the music makes him have. He conveys that through his language of dance, and he does it better than anyone else.
I could not agree more. You just said that perfectly. That's exactly how he is. And his dancing, it's just kind of, it just puts you in awe when he dances, because again, it's just so effortless looking. But when you really look at what mm-hmm. he's doing, like the dance that he's doing in this particular video, it's so, it's not even so intense. It is just like detailed and like every little mm-hmm. movement. Like you can tell that J-Hope has so much control over every single muscle fiber in his body. Like he knows his
totally.
He knows his body so well. And when he dances, again, it's just like, it's so smooth. It's, you know, he's got kind of longer, I don't know if he has longer limbs, but when he dances, he's just so, he exaggerates his movements, but in like this effortless, beautiful way. But it's also like funky and fun. It's honestly, out of all three of the members, J-Hope has the most unique style to me. I mean, Jimin's is pretty unique. I'll give him that. But you know,
but Jimin's is taught.
Yeah, Jimin's is very contemporary, you know, ballet, graceful, traditional mm-hmm. kind of dancing. J-Hope put his own spin on it. Like, this style of dance should just be called J-Hope because it's so unique.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody else doing what J-Hope is doing specifically. Like, it's how he talks to the world. It's his language. It's not just street style. It's not just modern. It's not just, you know, electric. It's just J-Hope.
It's, yeah.
And I think what you were, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head saying that, like, it's more unique than Jimin's or Jungkook's, mm-hmm. like, by far. And, you know, Jimin's is learned and also blended with what he liked, which was, like, Usher style. Yeah. And I feel like Jungkook's is, like, 100% learned or close to that, you know, like, instead, like, I feel like Jungkook hasn't had as much opportunity to develop, like, specific style. So it's like they're in three separate stages, and we can really see how that works together and how that's, you know, has these different dances throughout this video.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So to talk about specific other dances that J-Hope is kind of known for, or just that we kind of liked. So one of them is A Hope on the Streets. Like, obviously he's got Hope on the Streets. He hasn't done them really all that much recently, except he did one maybe a couple weeks ago, but he has one where he's got Jimin and Tae with him. Tae doesn't come in until the very end, but J-Hope starts it off, and when I first watched this, Kayla actually showed this to me, and I don't know how I've never seen it before. Like, it's amazing. But mm-hmm. when I first watched it, I had to seriously consider whether or not I was tripping. Like, the video, when I was watching it, J-Hope, his body looks distorted with how he's dancing. Either I was like, okay, am I tripping? Is the video distorted somehow? Or is that actually J-Hope moving his body and causing that effect? Like, it's so, guys, this video, J-Hope's dancing is insane. He also has like a towel around his neck and he plays with it, which also makes it look really distorted and like trippy. It's just trippy.
should probably also give a big shout out to Boy Meets Evil, because that was really J-Hope's masterpiece dance. He put hours and hours into that dance to the point of exhaustion, and like, he deserves the world. Mm-hmm. And also that leg kick is legendary. Yes.
That leg kick is very well known. It is, that's iconic.
Iconic.
So lastly, one other dance that I kind of want to talk about with J-Hope is honestly not a really intense dance that he does, but in his recent Daydream, he's basically just vibing to the song. He's not really dancing real intensely, but when he dances in Daydream, it just screams J-Hope style. It's very relaxed.
For sure.
It's not super intense, although I would argue saying that it is intense because I've tried dancing like he does in Daydream, and I just, like, fuck it up every time. But he makes...
look like a fool.
I look like a straight fool. He makes it look so easy. But he, you can tell, like, he's vibing, he's feeling himself. But at the same time, you can tell that he made up this choreography. Like, he's, like, waving his body, and it goes perfectly with Daydream.
Yeah. How does he hit every single beat, though?
Yeah, while
like,
he's...
with some part of his body, he hits every single beat, even though he looks super fucking chill. Uh-huh. And, like he's not even trying.
He's in
so
rhythm,
effortless.
For sure.
Like, for sure. His whole body, every part of his body. Like, he's a dance god.
He's a dance god.
So, okay. So, that was our, you know, analysis, review of the dance line, appreciation for the dance line, Jungkook, Jimin, and J-Hope.
3J.
3J. Love them. If you liked this episode, and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, we would really love and appreciate if you went over to iTunes and gave us a rating and review. The reviews especially matter because of iTunes' algorithm. It would just help us go up on the charts, help more people find us so that we can connect with more ARMY, which is like ultimately why we do this.
Yeah, we just want to talk to all of you guys.
Yeah, totally. Also, when we get to 100 reviews on iTunes, we are going to do a Taekook ship episode.
Yes. Guys, seriously, Taekook is life. So if you guys do that, you're really just, you're helping me out because I am ready for that episode. Like, it's probably going to be 3 hours long, but I'm ready for it.
Look, we cannot do it until we get 100 reviews.
We're almost there. We're not far away.
I mean, if you haven't already and you want Taekook, go write a review on iTunes. It doesn't even matter what you say. Okay, so anyways, we would love to hear from you. So you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can DM us and follow us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can like us on Facebook at standingbts. And you can follow our pre-existing fangirl Instagram account where we post every day and really let the fangirl loose at Sugarfree Cookie Jams. Mm-hmm. And you can find links for all of those in the description.
In the description. So thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.